Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Galatasaray is making waves. The Turkish giants reclaimed the championship last season and managed to sign interesting players such as Mauro Icardi and Wilfried Zaha. We're gonna dive into Galatasaray's success in this episode with my colleague, Mete Can Kanber. My name is Sam Verhaalte and welcome to the 4-3-3 Podcast.
Ortayı ceza var idi, gol pozisyonu, toparlara gitti. Toparlara gitti, 2-0. 2-0 oldu. Mauro Icardi. Derbide Galatasaray 2-0 önde golcüsüyle.
Mete is a huge Galatasaray fan. He was there on the pitch last season when Gala celebrated the Turkish championship. Here's Mete.
Yeah, it was an amazing day for me. Like, I was there, it was against Fenerbahce, but Gala were already champions, but the game went so well, and then after the game, thanks to Galatasaray, I was able to be on the pitch and celebrate with the coach, with the players. There, like, many of them are my friends as well, so it was really a really nice, unforgettable night for me. Like, I was, like, at one point... It's so funny, like Mustera, the goalkeeper, the captain, they were lifting the cup, right? And I was right behind him. And then he looked at me and he was like, "What are you doing here, my friend?" And he started to laugh. Sorry, I'm a bit sick, just recovering, by the way. And it was so funny, like, "My friend, what are you doing here?" Like, literally. So yeah, I started to laugh, everybody started to laugh. So that was a funny moment. And yeah, it's like when you see... I said it that day as well, like, thanks to my job, thanks to 43, I have experienced amazing stuff, but when it's your team, it's different, you know. So I think that's I was one of the happiest days in my life, honestly. Yeah, happiest nights in my life.
So how did you become a Galatasaray fan?
I don't remember. Honestly, my father is a big Gala fan, so like the other day he even sent me a paper that he kept from 1994, the first game Tejan have ever visited of Gala. So like, he is a big Gala fan. So I think that's why as well I became a Gala fan.
Yeah, cool. So the club has been doing very well recently. Let's talk about this summer transfer window. What have they been doing so far and how do you feel about it?
Icardi was a big question mark because he also got a lot of offers from the Saudi Arabian teams, yes, of course. But he rejected all of them and he's staying with Gala. And yeah, Zaha is an interesting move, I think. Like, it's for me, he's a really, really good player. I like him a lot. I liked him a lot for years. And of course, they got Angelinho as well, left back. Also, they had really good players and they kept them till now. But also, I'm sure, like, if those, like, Victor Nelson, a youngster from Denmark, defender, and Sacha Boye, right back, if they get... good offers, I think they will let them go, of course. But till now they're also staying, so it will be interesting to see them.
Galatasaray is good now, but it didn't look that way a little over a year ago. The club was in a terrible state in the 2021-2022 season. They were close to the bottom of the league a couple of times. Manager and club legend Fatih Terim left the club halfway through the season.
Give me.
Here's Mete on that low point of Galatasaray.
That was not the right decision in my opinion, because like there was no point to appoint a new manager at that point because like the season was done. Europa League was just okay. It was going to play against Barcelona, but you know, like you're not favorites against Barcelona anyways. Yeah. But yeah, so that's why also the new manager, Dominic Torrent, he got a lot of hate basically because like he was replacing Fatih Terim, you know, from the fans. Not hate, but they didn't support him that well because they were so concerned on Fatih Terim leaving. And then also, even though the season was going really bad, there were not many reactions from the fans because of Fatih Terim, because they trust him. And when he left, the board got all the bad reactions and then they had to quit as well. So the board changed as well at the end of the season.
Wow.
So it started, I don't know, a chaos basically. Yeah. So from board...
Chain reaction.
Exactly, chain reaction. Yeah. That's the word, that's the sentence, whatever you call it. So, from there, if I was a board member, I would at least wait till the end of the season to part ways with Fatih Terim, you know, because he's such a figure and you can't just fire him and then you will have all the problems.
I read somewhere a comment from someone, a quote from someone who said like Torrent was did pretty well in those months that he was there, but it felt sort of like you lost your father and then he was the new stepfather, and even though he did a good job, everyone has still hated him because he's the new
guy. Who said you that? That's a good one. They're really a good way to put it. Yeah,
new board came. It's happened a lot at Galatasaray the last couple of years.
Yeah, true.
And the current manager, I hope I pronounced it right, Okanburuk?
Okanburuk, yes.
All right. He came in and he had some experience, got a championship.
You made your research. Yes. Wow, okay.
He had a championship with Başakşehir a couple of years before. He stepped in. How has he done so far? Of course, he's done good because he won the championship. But what kind of manager is he?
Very well. First of all, he's a Gala legend as well. He was in the squad who won the UEFA Cup back in 2000 and one of the main players. Wow. And he played a lot of years. He's from the youth system. So he's also, okay, Fatih Terim is the father of the club and he's the child of the club, you know? So I think in that sense, it was the perfect replacement because nobody would say no to him, basically. Mm. And if you know him, I know him personally. He's such a good guy as well. And his managing skills, like tactically, like I can't read it that well. I'm not a coach, you know, I'm not a manager. But for me, like he did really well in the big games. So when I talk to football experts also, they talk about his tactical, tactically he's really good. But all what I hear about with players, when I talk with players and everybody, his relationship with players is good. So that's, I think, man management basically. So I think that's how he combines both as far as I see. And he's done very well. Like when you look at the performance of Gala last season, it's basically, it's not that, because Fenerbahce became second, but the point that they also got was a championship point. It's just Galatasaray overperformed, you know? Fenerbahce also did really well. And so it's it was a really, even Beşiktaş did really well, but Galatasaray really overperformed. That's why they became the champions. So that's like, I would say, kudos to Okan Buruk.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Galatasaray has been successful on the transfer market as well the last couple of windows, signing players such as Icardi and Zaniolo. The vice president of Galatasaray, a man named Erden Timur, is often credited for convincing these players to come to Galatasaray.
There's this guy, Erden Timur, he's the vice president of Gala. And whoever I talk to, like, I met him as well. Like, he's such a, you know, like, when you talk to him, he gets to you.
Charismatic, you know? Guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, he, charisma not, but he makes you feel understood.
Like, he understands you.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So, gives you a good feeling. So, and that's why, of course, money is a big part of it as well, but a lot of clubs offer money. You know, for example, Icardi, like everywhere he went in the last few years,
Could have signed in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, now exactly for much more money, and also before last season, at PSG he wasn't happy. Like they didn't want him. Inter he had problems, but here like he also performed. You know, like it's he was dedicated. So I think like. With Erden Timur and Okanburuk, how the atmosphere they create in the club is really tempting for players. Hmm. Yeah.
How do you think they'll do it? You say he makes you feel like he understands you, or
really. And also, like, there's a saying, like, when they because like every foreign player who come to Gala, they really like it. You know, like most of them, 90%, 99% even. And then even after they leave, they do stuff for the club. So, and then there's a saying in the water of Florya. Florya is the facility they, like Milanello. Mm. Milanello is for Milan, Florya is for Galatasaray, the facilities they train. Mm. And when they announced Angelino for a joke, like for that saying, Angelino was saying, where is the water of Florya? I need to drink it. You know, like, so, because they say like, when you go drink water from there, you'll never forget it. Like that's like a, you know, like a Turkish saying.
It doesn't leave you.
Exactly. So, like, it's and the atmosphere they created in within the facilities and also in the club. So I would say the coach and Erden Timur, the vice president, is doing a really good job. Like, even with these transfers, with Zaha, he goes to London, talks to him face to face. With Angelino, he went to Barcelona, he talked face to face. So, like, I think he also makes players feel valuable.
Yeah.
You know? And Zaha as well. Like, he got a lot of offers. You know, even like Fenerbahce was trying to sign him for 2 months and suddenly Gala signed him. Yeah, like I said, money plays a lot of part, of course.
Always.
But, yeah, always. Like, you can't...
But you have to find an edge in today's world of football.
Exactly.
And especially now, this summer transfer window with the Arabian, Saudi Arabian club spending hella cash.
A lot of money.
Then you have to find an edge. And if you can, like, find a way to these players' hearts.
Exactly. That's what it does, I think. And, like, what Icardi probably rejected, like, 30, 40 million a year.
Mm.
And, of course, he's going to make a lot of money at Gala as well. They're saying, like, around 9, 10.
We don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, 9, 10. But, again, like, there is a 30 million difference a year.
Yeah.
You know, if you sign 3 years, it makes 90 million difference. Or... let's say 20, 80 million difference.
Yeah.
So that's, you can't just say it's money. It's a big part of it, but not just money, I think.
Interesting. And the Zaha transfer, that's a thing, right? Because it was hijacked. You already mentioned it a little bit. He was linked to Fenerbahce for a while. And then all of a sudden, like usually in Turkey, you have a lot of rumors like him linking to the club he's eventually going to. But this came out of nowhere, right?
Exactly. Like I was in Munich working. For the Bayern Munich team presentation, and I was just like, we were having a break eating or something, and I got a notification on my phone, and it said Galatasaray announced Zaha, and I'm like, it must be wrong. I mean, it should have said Fenerbahce, you know, like, because there was no link, nothing. Like I didn't even know that we were Galatasaray were interested in him, and I'm checking my phone, my WhatsApp is full of messages. Oh, Zaha, Gala. Like, I'm like, what's going on? And then Fabrizio even texting me like, wow, like, so I'm like, okay. I was shocked. So it was really hijack is a big word, but Fenerbahce interested in him for 2 months. Like they were waiting literally, and suddenly Gala announced him. It's been a crazy transfer story, I think. Yeah.
It will be interesting to see when he will play Fenerbahce how the fans will react.
Yeah, already on Twitter, like, they're like making some funnels also, of course. And like Gala fans were like, thanks to Fenerbahce fans for introducing Istanbul to Zaha for 2 months. We didn't have to do anything. He knows everything already, you know? Like, because like they were texting him on social media, Istanbul is this good, you can do this. Your family will be happy here, blah, blah, blah. So thanks for convincing him to come to Istanbul, and we convinced him to come to the right side, you know? So, yeah, I mean, it's fun, you know, it's good. So I like that. And it'll be interesting to see how he will play. And it's like now when you look at the squad of Gala, especially the attacking forces, like the names are crazy, you know. Kerem, which is a really potential Turkish player, really good. Zaniolo, Icardi, Mertens, Zaha. You know, Sergio Oliveira, Torreira in the midfield, and we have Berkan, another Turkish. Like, the thing is, like, that's what I'm curious about. Like, how the coach will be able to manage the squad, you know? Because, like, whoever doesn't play will not be happy, you know?
There's a lot of talent.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see how they're going to be able to manage. There will be a lot of games, that's for sure, with the European competitions as well this season. But I think it's still hard to manage this many quality players.
So it feels like there's a new project cooking. And then again, Fenerbahce is spending as well this summer, signing a lot of players as well, including Ajax captain Tadic.
Ceko.
Yes, big player. What do you think next season in Turkey will look like?
Yeah, it's always going to be chaotic, like you say that. A lot of arguments, you know, like that's just how it is, you know, like it's a passionate country, and if things don't go well, people are like just finding excuses, let's say, you know, or like, yeah, there's a lot of chaos that will happen. And in terms of football, yeah, I'm also curious. I also have to say, like, I have a lot of friends playing for Fenerbahce as well. Yeah, my mom now supports Gala, but originally she's a Fenerbahce fan, so I like Fenerbahce as well. And if Fenerbahce becomes a champions next year, I would still go and celebrate. I mean, of course, it will not be the same as Gala, but I will go there and do my best to capture everything and also celebrate with players that my friends play for Fenerbahce. So, I want to make that clear as well. Like, I'm not... I mean, everybody, because if you love football this much, you support a team, right? I mean,
yes.
So when my team is Galatasaray, and it doesn't mean that I hate Fenerbahce or something. I love them as well. When I was younger, like, you were more fanatic, you know, and now I'm like, it's my job. So I can't, it's not even, how to say, clever for me to be, you know, like against the team. So yeah, like I said, if they become the champions next year, I will celebrate with Fenerbahce as well. I would be happy to.
Yes. But you're hoping for something different.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Of course, I'm hoping for Gala 10 years in a row. But if Fenerbahce becomes a champion or Beşiktaş, I would celebrate as well.
We'll see who'll get to celebrate the championship in Turkey this season. I want to thank Metecan for doing this podcast with me. Don't forget to check out all the other amazing content on the 433 app. And we'll see you again very soon on the 433 podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.